This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The typical American families are now paying about $350 more every single month on the same goods and services they were spending on a year ago.
Oh, and you know we can't afford the fun pack. What do you think? Money grows on trees in this family?
I think the prices are unsustainable for many people right now. I mean, everyday citizens who are on fixed incomes paying huge amounts of money that they had not anticipated or budgeted for.
She can't do that. She's on a very fixed income.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
How does President Biden's performance rate?
Awful.
If everything you're doing is bad, I want you to know this.
When you're doing worse than Jimmy Carter's doing in the minds of Americans on inflation, you know that they're holding you responsible.
You're going to be able to be in a position where pay for preschool for kids.
You're getting to be a metal giant.
Thanks.
When he does badly, when he stumbles, you get nervous. And you wonder, is it just a stutter? Is he tired? Or something else there?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We still have some of those Alma Gaucha gift certificates left. $50 gift certificates for $25 to the Brazilian Steakhouse on D Street in South Boston. It's just a great, great place. It's in the Seaport District, a fantastic place to take Dad for Father's Day or just to just head out. You're going to love this place. It's really good. The VIPs love it, and I love it too. And they just got a fantastic spread from the salads and the side dishes, and of course all the beef and the sausages, the pork, the salmon, the chicken wings. It's just a fantastic place. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and you can get your $50 gift certificate for $25. We still have some Maria's Ristorante gift certificates too from Portland, Maine. A lot of good stuff on the website. And you can see me and Grace on Friday. We will be at Payne's Patio in Pocasset, which is Bourne, also known as Bourne, according to the fake Indian. And check out that they got great furnishings for your patio or for the summer. Any place you need to pick up some kind of furnishings. And come on by, and we'll be there from 3 to 6 all afternoon long, just before Father's Day. Pick up a book. You buy a book or buy one of our T-shirts. I'm wearing one right now. Make gas cheap again. 844-500-4242. Biden takes aim at oil companies as prices soar. Which reminds me of my favorite Shakespeare quote. Sometimes, dear Brutus, the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves, that we're below Jimmy Carter in the favorability polls as president of the United States. He said something like that anyway in Julius Caesar. All right, time now for the chump line.
Fauci's got the COVID. Fauci's got the COVID. Na 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 na.
According to the reports, he's suffering mild symptoms, including a swelled head. Oh, he's always had a swelled head. Excuse me, I misdiagnosed.
Okay, Mr. President, here's some pudding. And you just keep on saying what we tell you to say. And there'll be more where that came from.
Oh, he's such a clown. And there's no way he can make it to 2025. I don't believe. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by the Yarmouth House Restaurant on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. A family-owned and operated restaurant since 1978. The Yarmouth House is known for its fine food at reasonable prices. A Cape Cod favorite. Great steak, seafood, and cocktails. What more could you ask for? Go to yarmouthhouse.com to find out more.
Biden likes trains, though his presidency is a train wreck.
He was speaking to this Pride group today, and I wonder if he mentioned the Amtrak conductor or head waiter or whatever it was that he used to talk to. The one he said was, did he mention him? Do we know? No, he didn't mention him. He's kind of worked Amtrak out of his routine. He prefers to talk about the deer wearing Kevlar vests.
Last year, we saved 16 cents on our 4th of July barbecue. And now the price of gas dropped 0.02 of a dollar. Boy, Brandon really sure is turning this ship around.
Yes, did the DNC put out a tweet on this, or the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee? Thanks, Brandon.
Howard, Paul .08 Pelosi colleague, say what you will about my beer mug shot glass mug shot, but I still look better than Nancy. I admit I have a drinking problem, a problem breaking Nancy good looking. I'm struggling.
He does have a point. He looks like Bela Lugosi in that mugshot, but he does look better than Nancy Pelosi.
If any more Republicans flip Democrat seats near the southern border, the Democrats are going to start screaming, build the wall!
Yeah, it's... Somehow the demography is destiny argument doesn't seem to be working out for them so well this year, does it?
Howard, if you ever want me to buy you another beer, you need to get this straight. Those six mansions aren't my mansions. They're my family's mansions. Would that it were.
They belong to his second wife's first husband's trust fund, as I always put it. By the way, this was what John Kerry said last weekend about the terrible need for more fossil fuel energy. As always, he has his pulse right on what's needed for America. Cut 21.
And energy security worry is driving a lot of the thoughts now about, oh, we need more drilling of gas. We need more drilling of this. We need to go back to coal. No, we don't. We absolutely don't. And we have to prevent a false narrative from entering into this, or again, pun intended, we are cooked.
We have to prevent a false narrative. You know, like I was a Vietnam War hero, or I ran in the Boston Marathon, or I tracked a 24-point buck down on Cape Cod.
I felt pretty good during the first few COVID waves, but this current one, the Biden inflation wave, it's got me sick as a dog.
One of the texters pointed out that as old as Fauci is, there's one thing he'll look on the bright side. He doesn't have to worry about long COVID.
What are the chances of hot inflation being worse than global warming?
I would say very likely. Very likely.
Come on, man. Of course I got into the West Point Naval Academy. I was nominated by Senator Wade Boggs. In fact, John Paul Jones told me that if I had been the lifeguard on the USS Maine, we would have saved the Alamo. But I decided not to go because I didn't want to have to compete with Fess Parker. Not a joke.
You know what makes that work? Because you can imagine him saying some variation on that, right?
Joe Biden said he has complete confidence in the White House press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
More than likely, he would have called her Lou Alcindor.
When the left first selected plugs in the cackle, they said there wasn't a problem these two couldn't tackle. Now they've changed their tone. Gone is their phony swoon. Joe's now become a pariah and Harris is a shackle.
Ooh, not bad. Could have maybe used cackle said, and all she can do is cackle. How about that? Just, but that's.
I believe he had already used cackle in the beginning of the limerick, yes.
Well, you can go back and use it again.
No.
It's like.
No, that's unprofessional.
Well, I don't know.
You don't tell limerick that. Guy how to make his limericks.
I know. I was thinking about that. You know, this is, yeah. It's like telling a Joe Biden how to make up a story.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, we have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's all the messages we didn't use just now. And you can get Chopped Chumps around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. And get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by the Yarmouth House Restaurant on Route 28 in West Yarmouth, a family-owned and operated restaurant since 1978. The Yarmouth House is known for its fine food at reasonable prices, a Cape Cod favorite. Great steak, seafood, and cocktails. What more could you ask for? Go to yarmouthhouse.com to find out more.
If any more Republicans flip Democrat seats near the southern border, the Democrats are going to start screaming, "Build the wall!"
Next thing Joe's going to tell us, he posted up against Al Sender at Power Memorial. Yeah, he had a couple of inches on me, but I dunked over him. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the absolute best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating over the last couple of years about getting back to the dentist's office, don't postpone it any longer. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or more significant work, the longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Don't wait any longer. Summer is almost here and you have the opportunity to make this this season the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smile for years and years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call the best dental office I've ever been to. Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. People from all over New England go to Perfect Smiles, and they are satisfied customers. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How many paid magazine subscriptions do you have? 0, 1 to 3, or 4 or more?
0.
76% say 0. 21% say they pay for 1 to 3. And 3% say 4 or more.
I dare say if we said, are you getting a magazine that you have no idea why you're getting a magazine, but you can't stop it, it won't stop. I would say it would be about 25-30% of the people would be in that category.
Harrison has a magazine subscription.
What is that?
Highlights.
Highlights? That's a kid magazine?
Yeah. Didn't you ever see Highlights in the dentist's office?
I think I have, yeah. I couldn't.
Spot the difference between the pictures.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
All right. 844-500-4242. Remember the kid who fell off the amusement park ride in Florida, the Orlando Free Fall at Florida's Icon Park? Remember this? Did you see? I didn't know. This was an amazing story. The 14-year-old boy who died in March after falling off an amusement park ride in Florida exceeded the ride's weight by 100 pounds.
Oh, he was a big kid.
He weighed, you know how much he weighed? 383 pounds.
He was very large in stature and weight.
How the hell did they let him go on the ride? The maximum passenger weight for the free fall is 287 pounds. Bob Hilliard, a lawyer representing Tyree Sampson, for that is indeed was his name, said park staff could have prevented him from falling. He would have smiled and said, okay, no problem. I wonder about that.
Well, no, he was rejected from a lot of the rides that day, and he wasn't able to go on anything. And then he got on that one, and they just tried to squeeze him in, and they couldn't make it work, but they let him go on anyway.
That sounds like it's the most dangerous one of them all. 430-foot tall ride? That's more than a football. That's a football field and a third.
I believe it's the tallest free fall in the world.
Yikes. All right. Remember Robert B. Reich, the Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton and a brief candidate for governor of Massachusetts, who didn't know what the westernmost county was in Massachusetts, because I asked him one night on this show. 59 inches high. He never got that high in the polls. The Wall Street Journal really busted him today. This is great stuff. Note the notable and quotable when they use their own words against them. You know, this is the kind of stuff that gets you banned from, they want to ban libs of TikTok from Twitter for doing. If you have your own printing press, they can't stop you, at least now. Anyway, this is Labor Secretary Robert B. Reich writing on Facebook, December 3rd, 2015. A marble bust of Dick Cheney is being unveiled today in the Senate. Personally, I think there should be a separate hall of shame in the Capitol building containing the busts of presidents and vice presidents like Cheney who have disgraced themselves in the nation. If there were justice in the world, Dick Cheney would be tried and convicted as a war criminal. That he's being memorialized today with a marble bust in the Senate is an insult to America and to humanity. That was then. This is now, he's writing on Substack 2 days ago. I trust Joe Biden's steadiness and judgment, and if he runs again, I'll probably back him in 2024. But today I want to suggest someone who could possibly be the best president of the United States for the perilous time we're entering. I'm referring to Liz Cheney. I hope she declares herself a candidate for president and runs in the Republican primary against Trump. The GOP desperately needs her moral clarity and authority. She would give voice to Republicans who have been voiceless and allow the Republican Party to redeem itself, to reclaim the status it needs to ever again be a governing party. In her courage and integrity, Cheney, although conservative, reminds me of Senator Paul Wellstone, one of the most progressive politicians I've ever known. They also have in common a love of democracy. A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds, as Ralph Waldo Emerson once said. So this is Henry Inton, the CNN numbers cruncher, talking about Biden versus Jimmy Carter. Cut 19.
How does President Biden's performance rate?
Awful.
I mean, I
knew that was the answer.
The answer is awful. I mean, you know, I'll compare it to Carter at this point in his presidency, right? Look at the disapproval rating Joe Biden has on inflation right now. It's over 70%. Carter was not even there at this point in mid-1978. When you're doing worse than Jimmy Carter's doing in the minds of Americans on inflation, you know that they're holding you responsible for the conditions that are currently on the ground that are hurting Americans in their pocketbooks.
I blame big oil. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Oh, we have some new Biden cuts. We have some old Biden cuts that we pulled where we didn't catch them. But we've got some new ones from the Pride event today, the Gay Pride event. And as you can imagine, you know what it's all about. Let's just.
It was pretty gay.
It was, I don't know, it was feeble.
It's okay to say gay, Howie.
Yeah, it's okay to say gay. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't like what's going on in Florida, needless to say. And because, you know, they're promoting, he loves Ultra MAGA. He has the pride of authorship, you know. It's ridiculous. It's on t-shirts now, you know, people like it. And to call Trump the ultra MAGA king, I mean, that makes him sound like a cartoon superhero, you know, the ultra MAGA king. But he can't stop using ultra MAGA. Cut 11.
I don't have to tell you about the ultra MAGA agenda attacking families and our freedoms. 300 discriminatory bills introduced in states across this country. In Texas, knocking on front doors to harass and investigate parents who are raising transgender children. In Florida, going after Mickey Mouse, for God's sake.
Could I get a citation on that? Is Mickey Mouse specifically mentioned in any legislation? Is there anything to do with Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse in any of those bills? But hey, you know, he's Joe. He's Uncle Joe. Cut 14.
The executive order will also support mental health for 12 children by addressing bullying and suicide and making our schools safer.
What did he say? Cut 14? Play that again.
The executive order will also support mental health for 12 children.
Chelv children.
Cut 16.
Wally for liberation, gay, for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex individuals. That's what I'm about to sign.
Equality for liberation, excuse me, lesbian.
Wally for liberation, gay, for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
How can you see lesbian up there in the teleprompter or in your briefing book and read liberation?
It was on the bill that was in front of him, right in front of his face.
He was with some of his close, dearest gay personal friends. Cut 15.
People like the legendary advocate, Mr. Vad, you know, I mean, this is, you go back and think of the people who passed away last month from cancer.
The legendary advocate, Mr. Vad. Mr. Vad. Okay. Cut 10. We played this one, but it's worth playing again.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI plus Americans.
Oh, I get it now. I didn't understand it the first time. He saw an I, and he thought it was a lowercase L. But let me hear that. Let me hear it one more time.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI plus Americans.
Did he really need a reason for him to screw something up? Has to have I don't know logic to it.
I know. It's like
that makes him more relatable.
I know. It's like asking, why did the swallows come back to Capistrano? You know, I mean, just it happens. It's part of human. It's part of nature. Gaia. It's the planet. Oh, boy.
Very good. Gaia.
Gaia. Exactly. Gaia. Did he say a few words in Gaelic? All right. Now he has a transportation secretary, doesn't he? That's I believe a member of the Gaia community.
The LGBTQL.
L, that lowercase L, those are the younger lesbians. Cut six.
Day one, this has been the most pro-equality administration in history, led by guys like Pete Buttigieg.
Remember when Trump, during the 2016 campaign, he would go out on the campaign trail and say, I got to learn how to pronounce this. And then he would, like, pronounce it three times in a row, right on national TV. Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
And they said, here's what you do. Boot, edge, edge. Say edge like the edge of a building. Edge, edge. Boot, edge, edge. Alfred E. Newman. You got to be older to know what that means.
But if you are older and you know what it means, it's pretty funny. So this guy Biden has got boot edge edge in his cabinet and he still can't pronounce his name. Cut eight.
And as I said, you know, Secretary Buttigieg, who needs no introduction, is doing an outstanding job of rebuilding America.
Oh, he sure is.
In a literal sense.
He sure is. 844-500-4242. Cut 13.
I found my friends, some of my gay friends. I've asked them, what was it like as a kid? I can't imagine what it's like. Locking yourself in that room and wondering, just staring at the ceiling. Just wondering.
Must have been a lot like his father. Because his father used to stare at the ceiling, remember?
Wait, whoa, whoa. Joe Biden's father was gay?
I don't know. Apparently, a lot of people stare at the ceiling.
Is he breaking news here today?
I'm just saying. How many times has he said his father was staring at the ceiling? And then sometimes he says his father was staring at the ceiling and looking at the stars through the roof. I remember I had my place on Great Diamond Island. We had the same problem. I had to bring a guy in to fix the roof. So every time it rained, we had a flood up in the attic. Do you have that cut? But I'm staring at the ceiling. His father stared at the ceiling all the time.
Well, I remember I was being dropped off. My dad was a high school educated, well-read man who was a really decent guy. And I was being dropped off to get an application in the center of our city, Wilmington, Delaware, the corporate capital of the world at the time. And these two men, I'm getting out to get an application to be a lifeguard in the African-American community because there was a big swimming pool complex. And these two men, well-dressed, leaned up and hugged one another and kissed one another. I'm getting out of the car at the light, and I turn to my dad. My dad looked at me and said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other.
Who's buying that one?
I understand they worry about their jobs. I understand, like my dad, they lay in bed staring at the ceiling, wondering.
Staring at the ceiling, like his gay friends, staring at the ceiling. A lot of staring at the ceiling going on.
They have no pictures on the wall to stare at or nothing?
How about you stare at the radio? You know, you're listening to someone with some all night tunes, you know, from a big clear channel station in New York or Chicago. Cut nine.
We're also joined by the Assistant Secretary of Health and Education and Human Services, Admiral Rachel Levin.
Got that one wrong too. It's Levine.
Yeah. And he also said health and education again. The name changed. It was never health and education. It was health, education, and welfare, HEW, right? They changed the name, though, about 40 years ago. But he still keeps saying health and education. Becerra, who's the secretary. He calls him the secretary of he. I guess that's his pronoun, the secretary of health and education.
Maybe that's like the knights who say knee. He's the secretary of he.
Cut seven.
I think we have more LGBTQ plus people than any administration or every administration combined.
Don't tell that to the guy you used to work for whose name you can't remember. Oh, excuse me, Barack America.
But how is that working out for Joe? All right, so you have the most diverse, sexually oriented cabinet, whatever. How's it going?
Yeah, how your press secretary today said that that the oil companies who you vowed to destroy should be more patriotic and drill more oil, even though you vowed to put them out of business by 2035.
Yeah. Not drill more oil. Drop their prices. Excuse they don't want them
me,
to
you're
drill
right.
their oil.
You're right. You're right. They don't want them to drill more oil. They just want them to drop their prices.
Even though drilling oil would probably drop their prices.
Mm-hmm. Did he, I think, can we go back to the staring at the ceiling? Cut 12. Another. This is cut 12.
Right now, there are young people sitting in their bedroom, doors closed, silent, scrolling through social media, staring at the ceiling, wondering if they'll ever be loved.
Everybody is staring at the ceiling.
It's 4 p.m. when he's making this speech, too. They're already in bed.
You know, if you go to bed at 4 p.m., you don't even see the stars through the ceiling. If you got holes in the ceiling.
You're missing the early bird special, not to mention.
I know. And how about the, it's Hazel Knight binge followed by Mannix on MeTV. For goodness sake. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I heard that the president was going to send a tersely worded letter to the big oil executives about the prices at the pump. And it made me wonder, how is that tersely worded letter to Putin about the Ukraine invasion going over?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Dennis. And, you know, he's thrown Ukraine under the bus. I mean, he's kind of like pulled back from, trying to embrace Zelensky and the Ukrainian freedom fighters. He's everything. Now it's the oil companies. It's their responsibility for this problem. And don't forget too, the Federal Reserve. It's the Fed. I told Powell to raise the interest rates. I didn't have this. All I did was appoint this guy Powell. And you know, I didn't bring him in. The last guy brought him in. It's not on me. Go see the Ultra MAGA King about this if you don't like it. Maybe they're dancing on the ceiling. Somebody says, wasn't that a big song, Dancing on the Ceiling? Right. 844-500-4242. I'm all about having a stress-free summer. That's why I let HelloFresh do the meal planning and the grocery shopping for me. They deliver the delicious seasonal recipes I'm looking for right to my door so I can spend more time relaxing in the summer sun. The ingredients travel from my farm to my doorstep in under a week. They always arrive fresh. With options like quick and easy and family-friendly, there's always something to please everyone this summer. Plus, pre-portioned ingredients make getting dinner on the table a breeze. And I can skip weeks when I need to change or my delivery date, all from the HelloFresh app. I just got an email this afternoon from Patrice in Arlington. She's been with HelloFresh for 14 months now. She loves getting the new stuff. Today she says she doesn't know which of her meals she's going to make first, the crispy Cajun chicken sandwiches with secret sauce or the curried chicken with golden rice, cashew rice and lemon curry sauce. That sounds really, both of them sound really good. You do these, you get these recipes and you take a chance with these dishes because you know HelloFresh is going to deliver for you. And, you know, the secret sauce, you don't have to go out and buy a bunch of different ingredients. It just comes with enough secret sauce. You got to, usually the makings for 4 to 6 people, usually 6. And so if you have only two or three people living in your house, you're all set for the next day to take to work for your lunch or for dinner the next night. And oftentimes it's better the second night out. Get started today with HelloFresh. You're not going to regret it. It's a great way to learn how to cook new foods and enjoy, get out of the daily routine, your rut that you've been in for so long. Get started at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
I got tired of staring at the ceiling, so now I'm dancing on the ceiling. 508 has a good point. How the hell are the kids staring at the ceiling and lying on their bed scrolling through their phones? Their eyeballs can only be in one place. They're either on the screen or on the ceiling.
It's the new eye ceiling from Apple. Come on, man.
844-500-4242. And of course, it wouldn't be a Biden press conference without mentioning you know who. Cut 4.
I used to work for our deceased son, Bo, in the Attorney General's office in Delaware. She's the first transgender state senator in history.
Of course, Bo. Mention Bo again. Why don't you mention Bo? 5.
As I said, she also worked for our beloved son, Bo, who was the Attorney General, and they passed. Anyway, they did a lot. They did a lot together.
I believe he also mentioned him a third time. I don't think Matt pulled the cut, but he mentioned him heading up some sort of a program, going door to door, talking to LGBTQ plus people. The guy finds any reason to wedge in Bo's name. He can. It's like somebody put a bet. Joe, here's bet you another cup of tapioca. You can't work Bo into this speech.
No wonder Hunter.
Watch my smoke, pal.
No wonder Hunter is so depressed.
Get ready, pal.
Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Biden's presidency is an unmitigated disaster. He's the wrong president at the wrong time. We needed a steward that could take us out of this pandemic and have some common sense policies put in place. Instead, he's done everything to put this country backwards.
He has, but it's diverse, Mike. You have to understand that he's got the most diverse administration in history, like you just said. Somebody, 781, every night I stare at the ceiling wondering how this imbecile got elected POTUS. Yeah, I don't know. I never understood the whole thing about staring at the ceiling, you know? I mean, don't you just sort of close your eyes and hope to go to sleep? I mean, staring at this, I don't think anybody really stares at the ceiling. Do you ever stare at the ceiling, Taylor?
No, I got a TV in my room. What do I need to stare at a ceiling for?
Right. I bring the computer in there and I listen to old-time radio.
The right answer was, I'm married. What am I going to look at a ceiling for?
That's right. You did make a mistake. We'll cut that out on the podcast. Another Mike. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I remember as a kid, I would stare at the ceiling because in my room I had those little sticky glow-in-the-dark stars. I wonder if Biden does the same thing when he can't sleep.
I wonder if that's what his father was staring at. And he'd go, that kid Joey? I can't believe he's such a dumbass. He lies all the time. I'm Howie Carr.